Maureen Dillon Teasdale for CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. And today we have Maureen Quigg in with us, and she is a volunteer for the Canadian Cancer Society Daffodil Campaign. So welcome, Maureen.
Thank you very much. It's nice to be with you again.
And at that time of the year again, the beautiful daffodils come, and for such a good cause, too.
Oh, well, I think everybody is looking forward to, well, spring almost has arrived. Well, officially, it's arrived. Temperature-wise, not so much. But I think people look forward to the signs of spring, and certainly many people associate the daffodil campaign and just getting those beautiful flowers in their homes as a sure sign of spring.
It is.
Well, this is it. All the money that we raise through the Daffodil Campaign goes to the Canadian Cancer Society. And the main goal of the Cancer Society is the eradication of cancer and the enhancement of the quality of life of people living with cancer. And to this end, the money is used for research, for prevention, for education, and support.
So it's a lot of different areas the money's used in.
Exactly, exactly. And for example, in the research area, there are several research projects in the last few years that have been in the local area at our local hospital, the University Medical Center, the SHUS. They've benefited from money they receive from the Cancer Society for some of their research projects. So we know it is being used locally.
Not That's
just
nice to know, too.
That maybe we don't realize.
Yeah.
And sometimes some of the projects that are of research are collaborative, where you have some work being done here and they're working together with other organizations. But certainly there is money that comes to researchers in our own area.
That's interesting. And do you know of some of the projects specifically?
Well, one a couple of years ago in particular that received a very generous donation from the Cancer Society was one into prostate cancer. I think it was 2-3 years ago that they received that one. But there are definitely others that are ongoing. And some, as we all know, research doesn't happen in a year to get the result you want. It takes a number of years. So
it
some
does.
Of these projects have been ongoing with funding from the Cancer Society.
That's very rewarding, especially for you. You said you've been a volunteer for perhaps 15 years?
I think it's got to be close to 15 years, yeah.
And okay.
We've seen a lot of changes, of course, over the years. Even in 15 years' time, we've seen changes in how treatments have improved, life expectancy has improved, the cure rate has improved. And all of this is based on the research that's done to find the medications, the treatment procedures, the techniques that are going to enable people who have cancer to live a longer life, to live a healthier life.
Exactly, because I've seen so much difference. When I was a child, somebody was diagnosed with cancer in comparison to today when somebody is diagnosed with cancer.
Yes, it's quite true. Like you, and I can remember when someone had a diagnosis of cancer, it was perceived almost as a death sentence, that there wasn't much left for them. Whereas now it's really quite the opposite.
It's
now
amazing.
We see that there are so many possibilities, sometimes for curing, sometimes just to promote the quality of life and longevity. It's really been amazing, actually, if we look back at how the whole process of dealing with people who have cancer improved to such a great degree.
And you yourself, you're a cancer survivor for quite
a
few years now.
I have had cancer twice. Once was 34 years ago and once was 6 years ago.
Amazing.
And I live life to the fullest right now.
That's great. Yeah. Great to see.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to tell you about how we proceed with the Daffodil Campaign here in Lennoxville, because we have a very unique approach. Most communities, including the city of Sherbrooke, just set up kiosks, whether it's in a bank or a grocery store, some central location, and people stop and buy them. Whereas here, like in Lennoxville, Cookshire, Birchton, Barrie, Hatley, North Hatley, Milby, and Ayerscliff, we canvass people. So people will canvass the people in their community, their neighbors on the street, wherever they happen to live. And they take orders, and then the flowers are delivered to them. So I think we've had tremendous success over the year, each year making a little bit more money, a little bit more money. And I believe it's because of this approach we have, we go to people rather than waiting for them to come to us.
It's a great approach.
And it's interesting, when we canvass people, when we telephone people, and there's some people that I only know through the campaign, I'll say, oh, I was waiting for your phone call. It's that time of year again.
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we've had a as I said, very good success over the years. So businesses too in town help us. They don't sell the flowers, but they will canvas their employees working locally.
Okay.
And then we deliver the flowers mm-hmm. to wherever the local business is. That's happening just here in Lennoxville. And so it's because of the tremendous support we get from our volunteer canvassers, people who do deliveries, our drivers, businesses, CJMQ, all the people who support us that we've enjoyed such great success.
Oh, really, really happy to hear that too.
And we're looking forward to an even greater success this coming year. There's a bit of a change I'd like to mention, Maureen.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody would like to get daffodils and they haven't been contacted, on Thursday, April the 7th, which is our delivery date,
mm-hmm.
Our distribution center is going to be in the Church Hall of the United Church here in Lennoxville.
Okay.
At the corner of Church Street and Queen, just mm-hmm. opposite the town hall. And people can come in there anywhere between 10 in the morning and 4 in the afternoon to pick up daffodils if they haven't been contacted and arranged to have an order delivered to them.
Okay, that's good to know. Important information.
And the price, I should mention, again, mm-hmm. is $10 for 10 beautiful flowers. It's been the same time for a number of years now. It's the same time, same amount mm-hmm. for several years now. So that's it's always good to know that inflation hasn't hit them.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, if somebody wants to place an order and they haven't been called, is there a number and a contact person?
I don't have a number that I can give.
Okay.
No, but that's why I would suggest they could just stop by the mm-hmm. church hall on the Thursday morning.
Okay. And I guess you've ordered some extra then.
Always.
Okay, that's
because
good to know too.
We have to place our order in December.
Okay.
And we base our order based on what we sold in the previous year, plus an allowance, because we always know
mm-hmm.
and we always want more to be needed. So we do order enough ahead.
That's great. Good. Anything else you'd like to add?
I just would like to mention again that our success is due to all the many volunteers and to all the organizations in the community that support us. And we do appreciate that, because we all want to do what we can in this fight against cancer, because we've all been made aware of it either through our own selves, our families, our friends, even people we just hear about in our neighborhood that we know about who have cancer. I don't think anybody's been left untouched.
Exactly.
And so that we can continue to raise money to support the work that the Cancer Society is doing. We appreciate so much all the beautiful flowers that people will buy from us.
Such an important cause. About how many volunteers are...
We have an organizing committee of about 8, and mm-hmm. then if we take in all the different communities and the people who do different tasks, it's close to 100.
That's amazing.
It is, you know, and again, our volunteers, we call them and the same reaction. Oh, I was waiting mm-hmm. for you to call. And
mm-hmm.
Occasionally, yes, somebody has to say, this year I can't really do it. But generally, people are more than willing to do it again.
That's wonderful.
Mm.
That's great. Okay, so if you don't have your call, you can go on April 7th to the United Church. That's right on the corner of Church and Queen in Lennoxville, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. and get your bunch of beautiful daffodils there.
Exactly. And we look forward to seeing people stopping by. And also, I know all our canvassers look forward to seeing their regular people in their neighborhood and on their streets that they deliver to.
Excellent. Well, we thank you very much, Maureen.
Thank you. We're very pleased to have this support.
All the best.